Dear Chairman and friends, I was recommended not to spend time in formalities. I'll do this, but I want to say just a very, very, very short. I want to underline one point. I'm thankful to Interprofessional of Olive Oil of Spain for sponsoring and organizing this conference. I think that this is a very important point. A national organization of olive oil producers, the largest in the world, considers with some interest a tiny international initiative that promotes a worldwide concept of excellence in olive oil. This, dear Chairman, is more than innovation. This is a revolution. So I recommend you to follow the conference with openness, curiosity, pick up ideas, participate in the discussions, meet with people. These are the conditions for making these 3 days interesting and enjoyable, and so I hope and wish useful. Now I introduce Tom Mueller, who is going to present our speech about excellence in olive oil. Tom is a journalist and a writer who spent the last 5 years in studying the olive oil world with interest, with attention, and without prejudice. He visited olive oil realities in 4 continents and spoke in person with olive growers, oil millers, oil importers and exporters, oil chemists, nutritionists, medical researchers, and so on. He wrote a book, Extra Virginity, that will be published in December by W.W. Norton in the United States and by Atlantic Books in the United Kingdom. This book is going to greatly influence the discussion about olive oil in the world. I met with Tom at before. We exchanged information and points of view. And so I decided, after explaining for so many years in so many places what Association Trait is and does, or what would like to do, I needed, and I think we needed, we of Association Trait needed to know what other interested, informed, independent persons think of us. I asked Tom to give this presentation by comparing his experience with our points of view, and he accepted. His experience in communication and his masterly use of English language are added values that I could never provide to the audience. So enjoy and meditate this presentation. Tom.
Thank you very much, Claudio Berri, for inviting me to say a few words about 3E and its approach to the excellence in olive oil. And buenas tardes a todos. At first, I was a little surprised at Claudio's invitation, I have to say. I'm not a member of 3E, and I am a bit of an outsider in the world of olive oil, both by birth and by profession. I was born and raised in the United States, a culture where olive oil is only beginning to enter into the collective consciousness. And though I've lived in Italy for the last 15 years, I'm still not an expert in olive oil in the way that so many of the people in this room are. I didn't grow up in a house surrounded by olive trees, nor did I help with the harvest when I was a child. I'm not an olive grower, an oil maker, an importer or exporter, a lipid chemist, or an agronomist. I don't even have a particularly good palate for tasting oil. I write about oil, but as Claudio has explained, I only started doing that about 5 years ago. And though these 5 years have been enough to make me an olive oil addict for life, with a commitment to seeing great oil prosper that I've never felt for anything else that I've ever written about, still, I frequently feel lost in this complex and often contradictory world of olive oil. So I remain an outsider, but occasionally someone who sees things from the outside can see them more clearly, unclouded by the richness of the past. This may be the reason that Claudio Peri asked me to describe today some of my impressions about 3E and olive oil quality. While researching my book on olive oil, finding my way in this vast world, I've traveled through countries around the Mediterranean and beyond, Spain, Italy, and Greece, of course, but also in the Middle East, California, Australia, South Africa, and elsewhere. I've seen countless different approaches to making and eating olive oil, but for all of these differences, I've noticed one common denominator among producers and consumers alike: a lack of a common language of excellence to describe excellence in olive oil. Producers I've met often disagree on the most basic truths of how to make fine oil. When to pick the olives, for example. Which machines to grind them with. Or whether to filter their oil or not. And when I ask them why they do these things in a certain way, I often get the same age-old answer: because that's how my grandparents did it. Which sometimes is the best way to make fine oil, but it often is not. Consumers who are trying to understand why they should eat olive oil rather than other vegetable oils or animal fats are faced with a language of marketing and pseudoscience that gives them absolutely no idea what will happen when they put the olive oil on their tongues. They see olive oil labels with terms like DOP, EGP, PDO, PGI. These are excellent oils and admirable ideas, but terribly confusing to anyone but the expert. DOP Pretuziano delle colline Teramane, DOP Aceite Montes de Alcaraz. I wonder how many people know exactly what these terms mean. People read on every olive oil bottle in America words like first pressing and cold pressed, taken from production methods 30 years or more out of date. We all know that there's only first pressed oil, or there ought only to be first pressed oil. That it's not very cold, and that it's usually not pressed at all, but spun out with a centrifuge. And the term extra virgin itself, the holiest of holies of the mysteries of olive oil. Virgin, extra virgin. Say these words three times slowly, and they become not a food, but some strange religious cult, a language of initiation, or someplace on the internet where you really would not want your children to go. Italians sometimes speak of estrissima, which is extra, extra virgin. None of this even remotely suggests what I will experience when I taste an oil or pour it over my salad. What's worse, by now the term extra virgin is used for countless different qualities of oil, some very good, some very bad. As a description of excellence, the word extra virgin has lost all meaning. Last September, as I pondered the sadly overstuffed term extra virgin, I learned about a conference called Beyond Extra Virgin, held by an organization I'd never heard of before, the Association 3E, or 3E. And those E's stand in order for ethics, excellence, and economy. At that conference, I listened to people describe new ways to make and appreciate fine oils, what they call super premium oils. Over the next year, as I continued traveling to research my book, I met several 3E members in their homelands, and I learned more about what they mean by super premium oil. And I began to see that each of them, at least until recently, had been an olive oil outsider like myself. I stayed at the Castillo de Canena with Rosa and Paco Vagno, who worked for Coca-Cola and Banco Santander before becoming olive oil makers. I traveled to Greece and traveled in Greece with Rhea Spiridou, Vasilis Tsampounis, and Aris Kefalochianis, each of whom with his or her different backgrounds. I stayed with Paolo Pasquale in Tuscany, Paulo is a musician, philosopher, and publishing entrepreneur before he turned to oil making. I spent time with Greg Grescher and others at the Culinary Institute. In Greystone, Greg helps to run the largest cooking school in the world. And, of course, I spent time with Claudio Peri himself, who has had a long and distinguished career in food quality, but knew very little about the olive oil business when he founded 3E 7 years ago. I've come to believe that 3E, as an association of outsiders, has some real strengths in understanding and communicating olive oil, perhaps standing outside the deep allegiances, the political and economic calculations, the long traditions of the olive oil industry, some noble, some less noble, makes it easier to find new ways of talking about olive oil, to forge a universal language of excellence that olive oil desperately needs, a language which can help smooth communication and build trust between producers and consumers, to the great benefit of both. The super premium olive oil that 3E talks about isn't a classification per se. It's not a static label that can be glued onto any bottle of olive oil. 3E doesn't propose a fixed definition of excellence or an easy answer on how to achieve it. Claudio Peri likes to say that he makes oil producers into researchers in their own mills, who need to learn the principles of scientific research to do their job properly. I won't give you exact answers, he tells them. I just want you to understand the problems. 3E is exploring the central questions of olive oil production by using a scientific method of oil instead of age-old tradition alone, based on the belief that cutting through the marketing speak, excellence is measurable and verifiable on scientific and technical grounds. They are helping to develop more exact methods for measuring the ripeness of olives and determining the optimum time to harvest them. They have identified the handful of critical points in the extraction process where excellence can be achieved or so easily lost. They're analyzing the sensory profiles of different oils and their interaction with different foods, a key way of communicating the true value of olive oil to consumers. And they have invented a rigorous method for ensuring the authenticity, quality, and traceability of every oil 3E certifies, from the moment the olives are harvested until the last drops of oil are sold. Like all science, these initiatives are work in progress, but significant advances have been made. Their ultimate aim, and the aim of 3E as an association, is to create a common language of excellence for olive oil, not only to help make great oils in the widest diversity of flavor profiles possible, but to explain these oils to consumers in words that they can understand and trust. And despite the association's focus on the very finest oils, the central 3E message isn't snobbish or elitist. It's inclusive. 3E thinks great oils should play the same role in promoting the olive oil industry as great wines do in the wine business. Just as the enjoyment of great wines benefits all wines, from modest table wines to Grand Cru vintages, so the celebration of oil quality fostered by 3E can help popularize every honest olive oil, however humble, and encourage a generalized improvement in olive oil quality worldwide. The super premium olive oils of 3E are, in my view, the ideal ambassadors to all olive oil. It is to the great credit of Interprofesional del Aceite de Oliva Español, which unites many different olive oil entities, large and small, world famous and little known, to be hosting 3E's Beyond Extra Virgin conference this year. This seems to me a sign of open-mindedness and vision by Interprofesional at a critical moment in the olive oil industry, in Spain and elsewhere, as well as a coherence with the organization's own goals, which, in the mission statement of Interprofesional, include to reinforce the position of Spanish olive oil in the world market, to improve its competitiveness, and to guarantee the future of the business. And I think it's worth repeating these aims in Spanish for emphasis. Para reforzar la posición de aceite de oliva español en el mercado mundial, mejorar su competitividad, y garantizar el futuro del sector. These are precisely the goals at the heart of the 3E movement here in Spain and everywhere else that good olive oil is made. Thank you very much.